Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for November 11th, where we have some of the greatest athletes in the events that they performed on the date of November 11th that made them into sports history immortals. And we're going to talk about them and their uniform numbers that they may have worn during these events in just a moment. But before we do that, we want to make sure you know about our social media on Twitter. We are at Pigskin Dispatch. It's Pigpen Sports pops up on there. You can search by that and you will know everything that's going on in the Pigpen. Pigskin Dispatch and Sports Jersey Dispatch, jerseydispatch.com. Everything that's going on, all our posts, all our podcasts, our guests, and anything that we're tweeting that we like and retweeting and things like that. So make sure you check us out there. Now, those uniform numbers that we're going to talk about for November 11th are the numbers 21, 6, 9, 34, 40, 31, 51, 29, 41, 57, and number 27. It all starts 1943 on November 11th. The New York Yankees pitcher, number 21, Spud Chandler, won the American League Most Valuable Player. And on the senior circuit, the St. Louis Cardinals outfielder, number 6, Stan Musial, won the National League Most Valuable Player award there. Now on the 11th of November 1980, the New York Islanders future Hockey Hall of Fame right winger number 9, Mike Bossy, scored 4 goals in a 6-6 tie against the visiting Minnesota North Stars. Who remembers the North Stars? They are now the Dallas Stars, but originally the Minnesota North Stars. November 11th, 1981, Los Angeles Dodgers starter Fernando Valenzuela, wearing number 34, became the first Major League Baseball rookie to win a Cy Young Award. And if you like that jersey number 34, well, the Milwaukee Brewers number 34, Raleigh Fingers, well, he took home the American League Award that was named after the great pitcher Cy Young. So November 11th, 1987, the Boston Red Sox starter number 21, Roger Clemens, well, he won back-to-back American League Cy Young Awards himself. The Philadelphia Phillies starter number 40, Steve Bedrosian, was awarded the National League Award for Cy Young. November 11th, 1987, star soccer striker Mark Hughes, number 9, played for the Wales and Bayern Munich team in two countries on the same day. He appeared for Wales in a 2-0 European Championship loss to Czechoslovakia in Prague, and then he jets over to Munich for a 3-2 cup win over Borussia. Pretty eventful day for that soccer player. Great shape he had to be in for that. November 11, 1990, California Angel Chuck Finley, number 31, and Seattle Mariner Randy Johnson, who were number 51, combined to pitch a no-hitter in exhibition baseball game between the United States players and Japanese all-star teams over there in Japan. November 11, 1996, the Atlanta Braves starting pitcher John Smoltz, number 29, won the National League Cy Young Award. And Pat Hengen, the number 41 of the Toronto Blue Jays, well, he claimed the American League Award. November 11, 1997, the Canadian bass players win Cy Young Awards for the best Major League Baseball pitchers. Both leagues, Canadian bass, Toronto Blue Jays, Roger Clemens, number 21, won his 4th American League Award. We just talked about two ones earlier, also November 11th. And Pedro Martinez of the Montreal Expos, well, he took home the National League Award. November 11th, 2020, Shane Bieber, who wore number 57 with the Cleveland Indians in the American League, and Cincinnati Reds starter, number 27, Trevor Bauer, National League Cy Young Award winner. They were both the best pitchers in their respective leagues of Major League Baseball. And that is your history. A lot of Cy Young Awards coming out, some MVPs in baseball, and things are going to start heating up here with more and more hockey and basketball, and don't forget football in full swing as we go through this day-by-day journey of telling you the greatest events with the greatest players and their uniform numbers day by day. Almost got a whole year in the books for this already, and that's a great thing. So we do this each and every day. Hope you join us each day, and when you can't, or when you've listened and you're ready for more sports history, you can head over to three great options I have for you: sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and jerseydispatch.com. Three places that you should probably visit all three. Each of those places has some great, valuable sports history for that sports history fan in your life. And if it's you, you know, you'll have plenty of hours of listening and reading and observing on these great sites. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.